You know, Tampa's an impressive team of a lot of good players, well-coached team, obviously. We don't know very well, but we'll grind it out here. And I don't do as good a job as we can familiarizing ourselves with the players, their schemes, and, you know, what they do in the time we have available. So, we're at.
Bill, one of Tampa's biggest plays this year was on the O.J. Howard touchdown last week. It was out of three tight end set. What's the specific challenge of facing a team that can throw out that many tight ends and make plays like that?
Yeah, well, Coach Cutter does a good job with offense. They have, you know, three tight ends, two tight ends, and, you know, a lot of 11 personnel. So their tight ends are talented. Their skill players are good, quarterback, running backs, tight ends, receivers. So they got a lot of good options there, and, you know, hard to defend.
What type of challenge
does
Mike Evans present? I think he's on pace for probably fourth season with
1,000-plus
receiving yards.
Yeah, big, fast, really go up and get the ball. They throw a lot of high balls to him, and, you know, he goes up there and can take it away from the defenders. Strong, big target, catches the ball well. He's tough.
Coach, does it leave you at a disadvantage that you didn't see Doug Martin because he hasn't played the first four games and now he comes back this week?
We played in preseason.
Can you take from the small sample size that you have in preseason to what you can do towards the regular season game?
No, it's no different than if a player missed 2 or 3 weeks because he was injured.
Has Deshaun Jackson maybe changed what they've done on offense this year versus?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a, you know, a great big play threat. Set tremendous production in that area through the course of his career. You know, as good as any player in the history of the league. So, makes a lot of, you know, he's a very explosive guy. Short catch and run plays, vertical speed, good intermediate route runner. He's, you know, again, one of their many options in terms of playmakers.
Last week, we talked a lot about Luke Kuechly, and now this week we face Lavonte David. How great is he at linebacker?
Well, he's second in production to Kuechly and everything except tackles for loss, and he's second to Watt in that. So, you know, very explosive player, good blitzer. So that's probably one difference between him and Kuechly is he blitzes more than Luke did, although Kuechly blitzed too, but... fast, athletic, good instincts, good nose for the ball, finds the ball, good tackler, strong tackler, runs well.
Going up against a receiver with Mike Evans' size, how important is it to try to match him with a defensive back who is on the bigger side or can match up with him physically?
Yeah, we'd have to put Wise out there to match up with him physically. I mean, he's a big guy. We don't have any defensive backs as big as him. I'll probably not one in the league. But, you know, we got to cover him, whoever's on him's on.
Well, defensively for them, McCoy seems like one of the more disruptive defensive linemen in the league. What have you seen from him as you studied them?
Yeah, there's no question about that. 33 sacks in the last, whatever, 4 years. Explosive guy, quick, good athlete, good balance, smart, plays blocking schemes well, recognizes protections well, instinctive player, strong tackler, good against the running games, got a lot of negative plays, good pass rusher, good leverage, rush with power, has quickness, tough guy to block.
They move him around on that front?
It's usually the three techniques, so, yeah. Both sides.
So when you're making corrections on the week where you don't have a standard sort of practice, it's more walkthrough stuff, how much do you rely on your experienced players that have been through this multiple times to sort of help out with the corrections with some of the players that
we all got stuff we got to work on, so hopefully we're all working on it.
Thank you.
How much do you rely on experience just to get to, as you're dealing with that?
I mean, look, we're done with the Carolina game. We're on to Tampa, so we're getting ready for Tampa. So that's what we're working on.
On a short week, especially with a road game, are you able to implement all the fixes and changes in from the previous game that you'd like to?
We're game planning for Tampa.
Winston, I think, has only run a handful of times this year. Just kind of curious. We just want to be wary of that, but what have you seen from him spending more time in the pocket than in the past years?
Good. Good quarterback, very good arm, accurate. Gets the ball to all his receivers, uses the tight ends well, the receivers well. Strong, can stand in there against the rush, moves well in the pocket to create a little extra time, but he's hard guy to tackle, hard guy to bring down. He can throw a ball with people hanging all over him and can throw it accurately and throw pretty far, too. So he stretches the field on you, sideline to sideline, vertical passer. I mean, 5,000 yards the last 2 years offensively, 50 touchdowns. I mean, they've had a lot of production on offense in 2 years. So he's – Coach Cutter's done a great job with him. He's done well. I mean, for a guy in his third year, he's had – extraordinary production. Not many guys that have more than he has, and that's pretty good quarterbacks.
Well, you mentioned you saw Martin play in the preseason. them using Rodgers more recently, does that look like if Martin plays a one-for-one kind of swap there, or are those guys, they have different skill sets, would they be used differently, do you think?
I mean, they're both good players. I imagine they both could play on all three downs. They played on all three downs in the past. If they ask them how they're going to use them, but I guess they could leave one guy in there for three downs, or they could play one guy on early downs, play the other guy on third down, vice versa. I don't know. I mean, when they can play all the time, so it'd be a question of how they want to use them, I would imagine.
General Manager Jason Light is someone you have background with. Is there anything that you see his stamp on that you knew from his background and getting together with him on the team that he's put together?
They get better every year.
You see him going with James White this time the other day about blocking. Not the biggest guy, but using a lot of third downs, wondering if his development as a blocker and, you know, picking up pass rushes.
Yeah, well, that's part of the requirements of that position. He's done a good job of that for, you know, this third year now. He's very dependable in that area. Smart, knows who to block, does a good job of recognizing guys that are trying to keep him in when they're not really coming. But, you know, he'll step up and hit him. He's got good leverage, good technique.
Bill, there have been times you've taken a player in the secondary and said, you know, leading into the game, say, this player, whatever, be it Mike Evans in this case or someone else, that's your guy. You're going to go wherever he goes. And then what sort of challenge does that present for the rest of the defense communication-wise when, if you do that, you give one player one guy?
Well, then you got to give everybody else somebody, too. So depends on who they have in the game. They have a lot of different personnel groups, 13, 12, 11. They have a couple different versions of 12. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to match everybody else up. You can't just match up one guy. So, they don't move the player around, then that's easier to match up. They move the player around that you're matching up on, then just get the guys in different places. I mean, you could do it either way. It's just, you know, there's, you have a matchup one way, you don't have it the other way, but you have probably easier alignments, let's call it. Depending on where they put him, I mean, it's, you don't know for sure where he's going to be. And you definitely have to deal with some multiple personnel groups. You're not just going to have one group in there. Like, that's not what these guys do.
Bill, if not mistaken, the last time you faced an offense under Dirk Cutter and a defense, at least under the direction of Mike Smith, who was with Atlanta in 13, how much have they evolved schematically over their concepts from the last time you faced those two?
Well, we've looked at that. I mean, there's some similarities, but obviously, you know, different players, and so it's there's some similarities. But I think if you look at Tampa, you can see what he says. You can see what you need to see from Tampa without going back, you know, 3-4 years to Atlanta. I mean, they've been there for long enough with the players they have, and they know how to use their personnel and. What they're trying to do, I think that's, you know, as good a look as you're going to get, especially on a week like this. But, you know, we looked at them in the offseason just to, you know, kind of go back and, you know, take a view of that. But, I mean, in the end, I don't think that's all that significant.
Your final question?
What have you seen from their tight end, Cameron Brait? Obviously, played right up the road.
Yeah, I mean, their tight ends are good. Brait's done a good job for him. He's done a good job in the passing game. He's caught a lot of touchdowns in the last 2 years, more than anybody other tight end. So, good receiver, very dependable, knows how to get open. They got a lot of confidence in him. They go to him in critical situations with option routes and in the red area, things like that. So, he's been productive for him. I'm sure they like him. I can see why. He's done a good job. Yep. All right. Thanks.